Okay, good morning. We are on Daf Tet. Sanhedrin Daf Tet. Start for the last line of Daf Chet. Just, it's worth paying attention. From the beginning here, we've been trying to understand this machloket between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, right? About whether, for Motzi Shemra, if a person comes to the father and says, your daughter wasn't a virgin, right, whether it's enough to have a beitin of 3 dayanim, or a beitin of 23 dayanim. And we've seen a couple of opinions, right, what could be the difference. The difference is, the underlying difference between all of them is, do we regard this case as a capital case, in other words, where there's a chance the woman could be killed, and then we need 23, or is it purely a monetary case, then we need a beitin of, then a 3 would be good enough. And Ulla was the one who said that we choshesh lela'az, remember? Yeah. Then in the end, witnesses will come, we're going to besmirch her, and witnesses, people hear it, and they'll come. Then we brought Rav and said, no, we aren't worried about la'az, we're worried really about the cover of the dayanim. Because originally we thought that we had a capital case, turned into a monetary case, we don't want to send these guys home. Then we had our buyer who said we worry about both, la'az and rishon. Then we had Papa who said, as well as what Rav said we saw yesterday, right? But we said that we don't have to warn her because she was an Isha Chabera, right? And that's, I think we went up to yesterday, right? That, we went up to yesterday. Just look quickly at what we said yesterday. What's the machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim? Because what's their argument? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, Chaver ain't tzarich hatra'a. So therefore, because remember we had said earlier that Abaya, we said one of the examples we gave you was Hetru Stam. And we just warned her without actually warning her what the punishment would be. Right? And on the back of that, Papa came and said, no, that's not the case. Here the case is that we didn't warn her at all. And the question is, do we need to warn her or not? Okay? And because she's a chavera, she knows what's going on. And he says, Lefisha lo nitna hatra'a ela lehavchin bein shogeg lemezi. This is very, very important. Right, he says, halalocha. Look at that. There's a little bet there on the top there. Michael, help me there quickly. Steve, can you see the halacha there? What's the halacha in the Gemara there? The last halacha of Papa there, Chaver with regards to warning. Chaver ain't tzarich hatra.
Is this just regarding virgin or
anything? I think anything. Halacha.
Any potential transgressor must receive a warning regardless of his level of scholarship, and he's not punished by the court unless he was forewarned in accordance with the opinion of the halacha.
It is halacha.
He just said the opposite.
No. He said the opposite.
That any, she has to receive warning. Sorry. She has to receive, unlike others who receive capital punishment in a silent child. You're right, I apologize. So everyone needs warning. So the halacha is not that a chavera is warning. Right. Everyone needs warning. Sorry. That's quite a crazy
thing. Logical.
It is logical, but normally when the Ein Mishpat sticks his letter on something, that's normally the halacha. And the halacha here is chaver ein tzarich hatra'a. And yeah, we're just seeing that the Rambam's Paschal Halacha that he does need Hatra'ah. So you're right, it's logical, but it's not logical in terms of how we understand the lettering of the Halacha of the Ein Mishpat. But okay, but it doesn't matter. Let's not get bogged down with that. So that was Rav Papa. Now, so that's why I said we ended off there in the right place yesterday. But I hadn't seen the rest of it up. But Rav Ashi, now we come, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is answer number 5. Mm-hmm. We're giving a new answer now to the machloket Rabbi Meir and Chachamim in the Mishnah. Okay? So that's why Rav Ashi says, what's going on over here? Kegon, the atrube malkot velo atrube kachtla. Ketala. Okay? In other words, what's Rabbi, he says, no. What's the machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim in the Mishnah? Why does Rabbi Meir say only 3? Because even though they were Eidim and they were warned, it wasn't a proper warning. Because they only warned her about getting malko. Look at Rashi over here. The atrubei malko, right? The havadai lo miktala eleloke. If they told her, listen, if you do this act now, right, and you have relations with that man, you basically you should be chayav mitta. They said no, you're gonna get malkot, right? The ain lecha mitat beitin shlo ne'mar balav. Because what's going on over here? You get malkot. What do you get malkot for? A love, right? You're over in a love, you get malkot. They are misunderstood here that the love. You ever allowed? Thought, maybe Malkot, not mitad beitin. Ukesava love shenitan nazrat mitad beitin. Lokin love. Ever warned them at the time? Thought that the real punishment would be only Malkot. I don't know. Ki itru ba Malkot velo ketala, right? And so now, if it's so straightforward, then they should agree, right? But nonetheless, it's a machlokes between Meir and Chachamim. So it says, Ukepligi beplugta de Rabbi Shmael v'Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi and Chachamim in that Mishnah had a machloket with regard to this machloket here, Rabbi Shmael v'Rabbanan. Titnan, makot b'shlosha. The Mishnah says in the Tanakama brings it there, makot b'shlosha. We don't get it in our Mishnah, by the way. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah on Bet Amud Bet. If you look quickly towards the end of the Mishnah, our Mishnah said, go to Bet Amud Bet over here. Help me find it. Where is it? Where in the page? Timnak on the space of the page.
Right in the beginning.
At the very beginning. There we are. Makot b'shlosha. And then the Mishnah says, Bishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru b'eshrim v'shlosha. Okay, so we see the machlok in our Mishnah between Chacham and Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? And that was exactly what that's exactly what Rabbi Meir and Chacham were arguing about over here, the first part of the Mishnah. Arguing about the latter part of the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says, Makot b'shlosha, Shom Yishmael Omer b'eshrim v'shlosha. Look at very right. So now, that's his take over there, right, Rav Ashi. So what's really going on over here, right? That exactly like we said, if Rabbi Yishmael, if we say over here that makot is b'shlosha, so Rabbi Meir says that she was getting makot. It's good enough to have makot. So therefore, we only need three. We never get a kilo in the first place. And Chachamim say no. They hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Right, who say that you have to have 23, and therefore they have a machlok over there. Now the next Ravina, we come along while we're moving. Right, Ravina gives a sixth answer of what the machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi and what Rabbi and Chachamim. Ravina says no. Amar kagon shenimtza echad min ha'edim karov o pasul. So what's going on over here? There were edim. Right, there were Eidim. Right, look at Rashi over here. Rashi says Echad, the first narrow lines of Rashi. She'echad bin Eidim. Vayu sham shlosha o arba'a. She'echola eidut itkayayim bishar. In other words, there were more than two witnesses. So we might have thought that if the one or two out of the four are pasul or karov, it's a big deal. Take them out the picture. And we still keep other two kosher Eidim. Right, that will make sense. It says like this. See, and what's their machloket? Ukamif legay beplukta Rabbi Yossi v'Rebbi, alibe de Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Yossi and Rebbi argue around Rabbi Akiva. Look at what Rabbi Akiva has to say. We'll read this first in the Gemara. We're going to Rashi. It's a bit of a longer Rashi here. Gets a little bit technical, but it's interesting. It's like this. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Ditna, we got a Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva omer lo ba shlishi. Okay, this is a Gemara in our Masechet. We'll see it later on in the Masechet Makot. Right, lo ba shlishi, el hachmir alav lasot dino ki yotzei ba'ele. Because the pasuk says, al shnayim o shlosha, yakum davar. Remember that? On two or three. So what is the Torah telling us three for? If two, obviously three.
No, if there's three, then all three have to be good.
So that's exactly what he said, that's Rabbi Akiva. Without Rabbi Akiva, we never knew that. That's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush over here. Then why it says over here, lo ba shlishi lachmir alav lasot dino keyotzei ba'elu. But it's more than all three being good, David. It's that if there's a hazama and the eidim zomamim, right? Then they mazim et kulam, even the guy was a pasul eid. That's the real chiddush. Okay, he said you might have thought, look, the guy was pasul eid, and he's not really part of this. Leave him out the picture. We couldn't use him. No. You were there, even though you weren't a kosher aid, you're going to suffer with all of them. That's the chiddush. Look here. He says like this. He says, therefore, im kein anasha katuv et hanitpal lovrei avera kovrei avera. The guy who was like the add-on, the nitpal, he's not even part of it. He's just like a tag-along to the guys with the avera. He gets the punishment as if the same as the guys with the avera. And Rabbi Akiva goes on the other side and says, alachat kama v'chama, sheyeshalem sachar et hanitpal oseh mitzvah koseh mitzvah. And don't think it only works the other way. How much more so if you were just a part, like an attachment to doing a mitzvah, but you weren't really the ikar mitzvah doer, you'll get the schar for that as well. So it works in both directions, right? Umashnaim And so now it says like this, Nimtza echad men karov pasul, one of them, edutan betela, right? Right, so mashnayim, if you had two edim, and you found that one of them was a karov pasul, edutan betela, af shlosha nimtza echad men karov pasul, edutan betela. So it goes all the way. If you've got two kosher witnesses, but one of the witnesses are a pasul witness, all three witnesses are batel. It says uminayin shafilu meya. If you got 100, right? Tamud lomar edim, right? This is basically edim. That was in the plural, no limit. That's up to you, Rabbi Akiva. So we'll see in a second. Let's look at Rashi quickly. Dahad Rabbi Akiva b'sechem makot lo bashlishi demash maybe mashma shneimar al pishnai edim or shlosha. It's not there, right? Kosha ken shlosha lama neimar or shlosha edim. What do we need it for? It says ele lahachmir alav litain chomer ba'ede sheker. Sheshlishi ze to add a sheker, right? Then this third one, afa pishlo hayaze nidona piv lemita. Even though tachlis he couldn't have helped, even though he had come to give edut against her that she was a zona, right? That she should be chayav mita. Edut doesn't help because it's a pasul ed. Sharei b'shnayim sheedu hechal nami haveridona. What are we needing for? Anyhow, adding the two would have taken place, so maybe we just ignore the guy. Afilu hachi. Asaha katuv et dino ke yotzei ba'ilu. He gets the same punishment as all the others. Shim huzmu yaharek af ashlishi. They're going to kill all the others. They're going to kill him as well. Right? Ibnei she nitpal le'ovrei avera. And that's learned from the pasuk al shtayim o shlosha. Right. Look at if any of you got here Likutei Rashi. Look at Likutei Rashi. The second it says lo Rabbi Akiva me lo ba ashlishi. Can you see it there?
About here,
like
there's three
Adim
come along,
Adim Achirim,
and say all three or one individual is
puzzled.
Is one individual is
puzzled? Yes. No. The
Adim
don't come and say she's puzzled.
No, the
Adim Zomamim come along and say, you Adim couldn't have been Adim because you are with me on that day.
Or you're somewhere else.
But that doesn't matter. There are three Adim at the moment. One of those Adim are an Aid puzzle. Because they're a member of the family, or they're a gambler, or they're a criminal, whatever the case is, they're a pasul. Arakara pasul. They're pasul to be aidim. So if it was one aid and that particular aid, even if the aidim were good aidim, she'd go free. Because they haven't got aidut yet. The chidushia is that this guy was a pasul aid. He tagged along and added to the aidut, even though his aidut wouldn't have counted. We might have thought, leave him alone. But Kiva says, no. If the other two aidim, who were kosher Adim, are found to be Adim Zomamim, and your Adim would, and they would have killed her, the fact that you're part of them, you suffer with them. That's the Chiddush over here. You got it? That's the Chiddush. Just care. Look at the Kutei Rashi, yeah? The Kibbeh Omer, lo ba'ashlishi, lo hu tzrach lelamdeinu zot. Tebi mei liyadilan, sheshnayi mei zimin et ha-shlosha. Right? Rabbi Kibbeh, Rashi is like, what's the Chiddush here? Even if you got three good Adim, and two Adim come and may do hazama, you don't need three to do hazama against three. Two can do hazama against four or five or ten. Shari ashnayim ksherim nechol ediyot. Mimele yadinan she'en zo min ed she'azumu kulam. Shari kulam ke'echad nasu Adim. Ukra ketiv. V'nei ed sheker. Ha'ed. So he said, Adim, when they become Adim, they become an aid. Two Adim together form edut. And when you are mezim on the edut, you mezim on the edut. So where's the chiddush? Here says Rashi. So he says velo ba elachmir alav. So that's why he says that was the chiddush. He says it doesn't matter 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. Edim zomim mean mezim everybody. But what's the chiddush? The chiddush was it up? Even a pasul aid is tagged along.
He gets punished even though he's done nothing wrong.
Well, he's done something wrong. He has. He was nitpal to the osei aveira. He attached himself to the Osei Aveira. Ah, you attached yourself to the Osei Aveira, even though your Eidut on its own wouldn't have been a good Eidut. But you're part of that. And you were going to collude with these guys who are liars to kill her, you're going to die as well. Well, that's Nitpal. If he wasn't with them, he wasn't with them. By definition, we assume he colluded. Same, all Nitpalim. By definition. That's what Rabbi Akiva says in the Chiddush Aveira. Look at the end of the Rashi, yeah?
It's not.
It doesn't happen. Even with Adim, Ayatah Eirud mitkayemet. Would have been a good Eirud. What do we need for? Lo yaseh bo din hazama. Limdecha katuv. She'afhu min mekaymei davar. That's the chiddush.
Does the halacha require, if you have an edut, to come forward?
We've seen that before, but I don't know. I think we was Vavtercha. We saw it before. Didn't we? Wasn't it? Didn't Vavtercha Kamocha something like that? That if you something like we saw something like that.
The court can't.
We, they can subpoena you, but you aren't allowed to withhold it. But we did see something like that. Okay. So that is the machloket Rabbiya. So now we go back to the. Let's understand Ravina. So Ravina says kagon chenimtza echad min ha'edim kroh pasu. Right, so what's going on over here? Right, so now, and here we've got a machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. So now look at the Rebbe Omer. So now we understand Rabbi Akiva, right? So now let's look at what the machloket actually is with regards to us. So in the third line from the bottom of the Gemara, Rebbe Omer, Echad Dinei Mamonot, Ve'echad Dinei Nefashot. What does it mean, Echad Dinei Mamonot, Echad Dinei Nefashot? Right, look at Rashi, the Rebbe Omer, right? Shavin b'chach she'edutan b'teila. So now these three Eidim, even in Dinei Mamonot, are all batel, right? V'Rebbe, v'echad Dinei Mamonot, v'echad Dinei Nefashot, right? V'ei matai, and when? Bizman she'hitru bahen. No, sorry, before we get there. Rabbi Yossi, sorry, I skipped out. I skipped the ground. Right, so Rabbi Akiva was up to Adim, right? And I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that's only good in the nefashot. Right, look at Rashi. When do we say that this Eidut is batel because we've got the one Karova Pasul with us? But the nefashot, only with regard to capital Krav Drachman Amar. Ve'etzilu ha'eda, right? You have to have the Mahadrinan Batal Schuta. We find a way to try and save her. Okay, Batal Schuta to find Schuyot. Le'batel Eidu ve'lo li'areg. Lo hu ve'lo heim. Right, he's there, but he says, with regards to Dinei Mamonot, Tidkayem Eidut Beshar. The din goes on with all the Shar. So now, if the din goes on, then what's happening here? The din goes on. Right, and so that's Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi says, "Echad dinei mamonot ve'echad dinei nefashot." He says, "Look at Rabbi, echad dinei mamonot ve'echad dinei nefashot. Shavin b'chach leutan betela. The eidut is completely batel." Right. So now, according to Rabbi, there's no din of no eidut over here. The whole thing is batel, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it would, the Dinei Mamonot would carry on. Okay? So now I'm trying to, my mind, yeah, I'm a little bit confused now myself there. So why, how do you relate this to Rabbi Meir and to Chachamim? So Rabbi Meir says you need a Beitin of 3, and Chachamim says you need a Beitin of 23. So what is actually going on over here? Help me, somebody, because I'm confused.
Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, and so? Help me.
Here we are.
Okay, we got over the page. Sorry. Okay, you okay, Rob? What are we going to say, Robert? Just carry on there.
Just reading what it says.
Tell me.
The dispute in our mission between the sages and Rabbi Meir is parallel to the dispute between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi. The sages agree with Rabbi's opinion that...
Here we are. Okay, I apologize. Okay, Rabbi Harina. Over the page. Okay, we're over the page. It's all here. Sorry. Okay, let's listen up. So now we'll see the second. It's on the next Amud. I'm saying this. So now we've got over here... Dinei Mamonot to be seen over here. The Gemara says, Ve'ei Matai. Now, the Ematai, when do we say within half a short that at which stage is the Eidut Mevatel? Says, Bizman Shehitru Bahin. Right? That's when they warn them. Look at Rashi, I quickly, it all become clear. I apologize. Okay? Patience about that. Bizman Shehitru. Okay? Hakarovo Apasub over Aveira. Shegilu Datam Shafaim Nasim Eidim. They warned the guys at the time, beware, if you do this, you're going to be killed. Right, they the apostle of the aid was part of that warning, and he said already at the time he expressed his willingness or his willingness, but his participation. He's now the aid. And the fact that he's there, the Torah tells us the aid isn't a good aid. But if that guy wasn't involved, it is shatku. right? But, and they warned him, just the two kosher guys, not him, Ein Elu Nasim Eidim, this Karuva Pasul, right? Would be part of it, right? V'titkayem Arut Bashar. So now what's going on is, we've got this Pasul guy and we've got the two kosher guys. If at the time of the warning, the Pasul guy was part of the action, then we lump him together and then the Arut is Bata. But if he wasn't part of the action there at the warning stage, right? Then the two guys who gave warning, the Arut would continue, right? So now it's like this. Maya Sushnachim the Maya say, right, and how do we prove all of this? Right? How do we prove this whole story over here? Because we say Maya Sushneachim, which is I say two pasul guys, Vechad, Rashi says, look here, Vechad Kasheri Mahim. Shrau Bechad Sheharageta Nefesh. Right? So now if you've got a situation over here, what are we gonna do? If you got two pasul guys and a kosher guy, see somebody kill somebody, the guy goes free, just walks away, right? So the Gemara now gives an answer. Says ve'ibayt ema, that's the next one. Right. So look. So that's really, so I apologize. I'm now confused again. What I thought was the answer was of the next Gemara. Now I'm confused. Help me. Yeah. Tell me what the answer is. Yeah. No. Tell me. Yeah. Tell me. Read.
The sages agree with Rebbe's opinion that the inclusion of an ineligible witness does not invalidate the testimony of the others unless that witness had warned the offender. Hence, in the present case, where one of the witnesses to the adultery is ineligible, but he did not issue the warning, the testimony of the others is valid. The case, therefore, is a capital one for which a court of 23 is required. Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Yossi's opinion that if one of the witnesses is ineligible, the testimony of the entire set is invalid, even if that witness did not give warning. Therefore, in Rabbi Meir's view, this is only a monetary case.
I understand.
So if it depends on who you go by, Rabbi
Yossi. Therefore, when we see over here, now, Rabbi Yossi said, so that's why he's saying over here, the Eidut goes ahead. And it's Rebbe that says that it makes no difference. And then Rebbe's the one who says when at the warning stage. Aha. Shabbi Yossi says that this only applies to Dinei Nefashot. But not Dinei Mamonot. Dinei Mamonot, even if you've got a pasul aid, it still goes ahead. But Dinei Nefashot, they can't give aidut for. So therefore, it's only mandatory. For mandatory, we need three.
It would
be free, right? As far as murder is concerned, right. But the Mamonot would still go ahead. Right. Where according to Rebbe, who says the Mamonot and the Nefashot, he would say it depends. If at the warning stage they were involved, then it all go free, Mamonot and Nefashot. Mm-hmm. But if at the warning stage he wasn't involved, even though he was later on at the Eidut stage, the Dib would still go ahead at the Nefashot, and therefore you need 23. Shkoch, thank you. Okay, I missed that. Next case. So that was case number 6. That was Ravina. To understand Rabbi and Rebbe and Rabbi Meir. Okay. Now case number 7. The Gemara says, V'ibayt Eima, right? We can give another explanation here, the Malchut Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. V'ibayt Eima, Kegon shehitru ba acherim velo hitru ba eidim. What's going on over here? The Eidim themselves who are coming to give Eidut, they aren't the ones who warned her at the time. The other people warned her, and now these are Eidim who are coming along to say that we actually saw the act. Okay? Ukemif legei beplugte Rebbe Yossi v'Rabbanan. And there's another machlok, Rabbi Yossi says, lolam eno nerag ad sheyu pi shnei eidav matrin bo. Right, so Rabbi Yossi says that they were aiding themselves, have to the ones who warned her. Shneemar al pi shnayim aidim. Obviously, Chachamim say that anybody can warn her. Right, so anybody says you can warn her. Right, so then we come back to the same story over here. So look at Rashi. Right, look at this. Shrau bechad. Right, so look at this over here. Look at Rashi over here. Oh, I'm actually surprised at myself. I just for point, look, you see this over here? This whole last piece that I got confused in. There's my whole explanation to myself of what it was about. Because I didn't understand it here in the Gemara. Okay, anyhow, but Robert explained it very nicely. We'll carry on. Okay, but here it is, right? It's how you said it, Robert. Okay. So now, look at Rabbi Chananel over here. Rabbi Chananel says, all of you got Rabbi Chananel on the page, right? The first one at the very beginning of the Arabic Hananel. So like as Ibai Taima, Kagon Che Truba, Veloy Truba Aidim, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. Right? So Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Meir says that if right? Shuba v'lo yitru ba'edim. So therefore, it's not a capital offense. Same idea. Because the Edim were the ones who didn't do Hatra'ah, and he needs the Edim to do Hatra'ah. So because it wasn't the Edim, there's no capital offense here. The only maximum we can use them for is for monetary measures. Right? The Chamim Krabanan. Right? We don't need the Edim to do the Hatra'ah. So therefore, the Edim are kosher Edim, the Hatra'ah was a kosher Hatra'ah, and we have got a capital offense taking place. Therefore, we've got 23 and we've got all three. Okay? That's quite straightforward. Okay, now another one. Vi bait aima, and we can explain this in another way, right? Kegon de itkachush bebedikot, velo itkachush bechakirot. There's stages in the investigation. Okay, the first stage is the bedikot, right? They just check that everything, that things make sense. We'll see just now an example of the bedikot. We'll see in a second. And the bedikot to check that the edim are kosher edim. We want to check at the edim. First we do bedikot, and then we start the chakira. Then we start the investigation. No. Chakira is the investigation. The bedika is the examination. It's two different stages, I think. Right? That first we do the bedikot, then the chakira. First we put bodek, and then we grill them. So first we make sure what the etc. story is, that it seems to be okay, then we start investigating. So now, we could argue that what this machlokes between Meir and Chachamim is, going to eat kachush bebedikot v'lo bechakirot. Right? So they at the bedika stage, there seemed to be a bit of a problem with them. But at the chakira stage, they convinced us that they were okay. Right? Ukamif le'ga plukta de ben Zakkai v'Rabbanan. And this now is dependent on the machlokes between Ben Zakkai and Rabbanan, which says what? Itnan. Ma'ase u'badak ben Zakkai. Okay, look at Rashi quickly over here. The bedikot ze omer kailav shel boel shchorim, veze omer levanim. So the Edim have got different stories over here. The one says that his clothes were black, and the one says his clothes were white. So now, wait a second. Maybe these Edim aren't exactly saying the same thing, right? At the examination, at the bedikah stage, but the chakira stage, when we go further. We say, Eze Yom, Eze Sha'a, Bechayotze, where the day and the time and the place, Shadim Ba'im Al Yidahem, Nidah Al Zama. Right? Because after, if there's a Zama over here, so that's what's important, right? How do we do Hazama to Adim? So you weren't with us in at that time, or you were in a different place. Right, so that's the Chakira stage. See, the Chakira stage is we check where the act took place, where they say they were. Because when the Adim come and say you weren't with us, we don't care if the guy was wearing black clothes or white clothes. There's no Hazama on black clothes or white clothes. Hazama is where you were and at what time. Right, so that's the Chakira stage. That's what's the, and it seems that is what's very important, because on this, their guys will die. If they just say black clothes and white clothes, and Adam come along and say he's wearing green clothes, they're not going to kill the guy for that. But if he said you were here at this time, and they say you couldn't be there at that time, he'd be there. So that's the Chakira stage, right? So now look at Rashi. Rabbi Meir Savar Hakchashat Bedikot Shma Hakchasha. Rabbi Meir says already at the Bedika stage, if we see that the one guy said black, the one guy says white, we pasul those Edim. There's no azama, but the Edut's pasul. And therefore, we haven't got Edut yet to kill this woman. So what have we got? We've got maximum a monetary offense. Right? Velo miktala, no one gets killed. And therefore, we can live with three dayanim. That's what Mary says, we only need three dayanim. V'rabanan savre, and Rabbanan say no. Kevan de b'chakira nimtu mechuvanim. At the Chakira stage, they convinced us that they actually were telling the truth. We ignore the fact that they made a mistake. So they weren't sure what kind of the clothes were. Big deal. Right? And he says, the Hakasha, the Bedikot, Lav Hakashahi. Okay? That is what Chachamim say. The law, Ramu Sahada Ratayu, Lemivda Kulehai. They didn't pay attention to such an extent to what clothes the guy was wearing. Okay, so that's the machloket. Rabbi Meir says that at already the bedikah stage we pass all the eidot, therefore we have three in the Beit Din. Because he says we pass all the eidot, so therefore there's no eidot here of dina nefashot. We only need three. Where Rabbanan say no, at the chakira stage they seem to be okay, so therefore we would go ahead. And he brings it there from Ben Zakkai, because Ben Zakkai says, "Memase ubadak Ben Zakkai buktzete." When did Ben Zakkai put his effort on the bedikah? So we see the ready on the bedikah. But look, it's interesting how he, what he did for the bedikah. Look in that case that the Mishnah brought, ba'uktzei ta'enim, Right? What else? Look at Rashi. Book Zeta, you know, an oket, you know, on the etrog. You've got the pitom and the oket. The oket is where it's like, connected to the tree. Right? That's the part connected to the tree. So he says, yeah, oket ha'edim, shamru ha'edim tachat te'inana samase. The Adim said that this act took place under a pomegranate tree. Tainim or fig tree. Right? Amarlo Tainazu or Katsea Dakin or Katsea Gasin. So he says, tell me, and that tree, that fig tree, was the oketz. Was it a thick oketz or a thin oketz? But you can see that Rabbi that Ben Zakkai placed a lot of emphasis on the Bedikah stage. That's the purpose of, yeah, he wants some water there.
That's the purpose of Bedikah.
No, but Chachamim say, look what he says, the Lord Ramu Sade Adatayu Lemivta Kulehai. What we care about is where were they at the time that it took place, whether the oketz was a thick oketz. Adim aren't meant to examine the roof and say, and count the lights in the room where the person took place. And that's the Bedikah. When you're in the room, in the Mamad. Ah, but tell me now, were five lights working, or were all six lights working?
He was wearing black clothes, and the guy said he was wearing white clothes.
So,
Okay,
look, not everyone pays attention to those sorts of details. I know people who walk into this room and won't have a clue, and will never believe in a million years that you're wearing a plain shirt. You know? Okay. So he says, so that's the end of that sugya there. We ended up over here. We saw eight reasons of why Rabbi Meir would say 3 in the Mishnah and Chachamim would say 23 in the Mishnah. Okay? So I hope by now you're convinced. Right, everybody here convinced that there's a lot of that. Okay. Right, Masi. Amar Rav Yosef. So now we're going to bring a Ma'amar here with the Gosri. Amar Rav Yosef. Evi Abal Eidim Shezinta. The husband brings witnesses. Vehevi ha'av edim, and the husband and the father then brings witnesses. Vehezimum leide abal, and they prove that the edim of the baal were liars. Eide habal neragin, the eide of the baal neragin. Okay, because they wanted to kill the woman, right? But look at this. What the Mikamor says: ve'ein mishalmin mamon. They don't pay money. The edim. Right, those Adim who were going to, because what was going to happen really, he came to the father and said, your daughter was in a betula. So now, if he was lying, right, then it's Motzi Shemra, and then what should happen? You should pay him 100 maya for the Motzi Shemra. Right? Mm-hmm. And, okay, David's mentioned the ketubah. We'll see the ketubah in a second, right?
The husbands, they were the ones who said, they lied.
They lied. Right, so now there's two mandatory things taking place here. On the one hand, if the husband is lying, then it's motzi shemra, and therefore the father's entitled to 100 money because of that. But now, if they kill this woman, or it turns out that she was bazan, except for something, they can't kill her, she's gonna lose her ketubah. Right, she's gonna lose her ketubah. Now, the interesting thing, we'll see in a second, the ketubah is a little bit different to the mamun, because when is a woman entitled to her ketubah? Under two circumstances: divorce or death. If who dies? If the husband dies first. So only if the husband dies first or she gets divorced will she get a ketubah. So the ketubah is not a guarantee. Right? The ketubah is a risk. She might get a ketubah. She might not get a ketubah because she might die before the husband. Or she might never get divorced. So if a ketubah is not a guarantee, the 100 maya to the father for Motzi Shema is a guarantee, right? So the claim on the 100 maya is stronger than the claim on the ketubah. We'll see that in a second. Okay, so look here. So now, Ein Mishalmi Mamun. Look at Rashi here. Eide Habal Neragin Wa Shebaul Lehorga, because they came to kill her. So they Ein Zomim, now they get killed. Avav Ein Mishalmi Mamun, who to the woman? Right? Even though they were going to kill her, and they would have got her to lose her ketubah because she would have been dead. Right?
But it's the stronger punishment,
isn't it?
Kimle. So I agree with you 100%. I would have thought the Gemara would say straight away Kimle.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara doesn't say Kimle. The Gemara, you'll see, Rashi goes to pains here to explain this whole sugya without mentioning once Kimle. Now, I wrote in here Kimle. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad, honestly, I'm with all sincerity, I'm happy that everybody here understands, realizes that it should be Kimle. Kimle midrabamine is a concept that you can't get. If you get punished for a crime, and the punishment is murder, and you a monetary punishment, it's in the act. You stole from somebody and you shot him in the process and you killed him, right? You don't have to pay the monetary fine and get killed, because the fact that you're getting the greater punishment means that you're exempt from all the lesser punishment. Okay, kim lay midaraba. Midaraba means from the greater one. Okay, kim lay midaraba minay. So here, like everybody here said, they came to kill her, and at the same time they were going to do her out of her ketubah. So since they're getting killed, they shouldn't have to pay money because it's kim lay midaraba minay. But you see, the Gemara doesn't say that, right? It's a chiddush. By the harot. Okay, it's beautiful because all of you could have said it. You all said it.
The English doesn't say it.
Tosfot. No, yes, it does.
The English and Mimamon have said the Mula
for that. Look at 13.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay, so that's very good. But everybody understood that, right?
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, it's the Gemara doesn't say that. And that's the crazy thing. You would imagine that it would be Pashut. He would have said, Habal Neragin, what's this Ein Mamon for? It's obvious it's Kim Lebed Rabbi Minay. And we'll see that it might not be so obvious. So look here. Look in the Rashi. Ein Mishal Min Mamon, Afa Pi Shayu Mafsidino Ta Ketubah. Even though she lost her ketubah, still have to pay. Why? And Ein Mishal Min Tovat Hana'at Ketubata. Right? Because that's what I was saying. Even though she lost her ketubah, she's not really getting paid for her ketubah. The most you could have got is hana'at ketubata, tovat hana'ah. Tovat hana'ah means the benefit of the ketubah. Because the ketubah she might not have lost. Because the ketubah she might never get. Okay? So it's not straightforward, you lost the ketubah. Kedin shazom make ketubah. Okay. The kevan, but now why don't they have to give her the ketubah? Look here, why it might not be a kim named Rabbi Mina. Right? The kevan de bishvilah neragin. Right? They're getting killed because of her. That was like in place of her. Ein meshamim la mamon, de mitchayev nafsho, patu min hatashlumin. That's a straightforward kim named Rabbi Mina, right? Shene dichtiv, right? Lo yason anosh yanesh. Okay, v'im yishum me'aselat. Right, now, so that's the first line over there. But now we've got the other money which we spoke about, right? That the father would be getting 100 me'ah because of motzi shemra. V'im yishum me'aselat havu ba'u le'ifsudei le'av. Now, why don't they pay that? Maybe they should still pay that. Because now they're getting killed. Okay, but they're getting killed. Why must the father lose out his 100 me'ah? Right, they were motzi shemra and his daughter, he wants the money.
They're getting killed.
Why is it the father's problem? They got killed because of her, not because of the father. So we understand why they don't pay her, because instead of her getting killed, they're getting killed. But the father was never going to get killed. He wants his money, right? Right? Havu ba'ul after the love. Okay. So it says, v'havalei mita leze le'isha, v'tashlumin leze le'av. So they must get killed for the woman, but that's by the father for him. Mm-hmm. Right? Lav alayu ramuli shlume. Right? Ela al haba'al. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, why don't they pay him? Because it was never the Adim who were meant to pay the money. The Adim came to give Eilut on the woman, and therefore the din of Adim Zomamin is on them. So if she was going to get killed, they're going to get killed. But the money was never them to pay the father in the first place. So therefore, the fact that they're getting killed now, the money isn't their issue. Who was the problem? Who was the responsibility for pay the money? The husband. He had the responsibility to pay the husband, not the aidin. Right? Elal ha'baal, sharei al yadan ha'baal ba'al shalem la'av. The cause man shelo hevi ha'baal aidim shezinta tachtav, eno mitchayev l'shalem me'asele al yaday atzmo. Kirim rektuvot, lo kri debayev im emet haya, right? The beloved Adim, lo miktala. When, only if the Adim were good Adim to begin with, and the husband had brought the Adim to show that she had Ebzana, even though he didn't want to kill her, so there wasn't Hatra'ah, etc., whatever the case was, right? He never actually intended to kill her, but he wanted Adim to come and prove that he was right, then it would be a case that he had brought Adim to prove he's right, and then when the Adim were found to be unpure Adim, then the husband would have to pay. Okay? Hilchach ehu nami lo mechayev, ele im kane vi eilim shezinta vahuzamu. Okay? But now, once again, they did bring Adim Shezinta Shuzamu. Wow, not my morning this morning, eh?
We're talking about now the payment.
Why did they pay the husband? Rashi just explained to us over here that they don't pay the husband. Adim Shalim Mamu, they don't pay the father.
They don't pay the father because for Adim don't mean it's Kasher Zamam. They wanted to cause her to be dead, so they're dead.
That's the ketubah. But why doesn't the father get the money for Motzi Shem Ra?
Because for Adim Zomim, you were punished them kasher zamam, according to what they wanted to do to the victim. The woman here, they wanted her to be killed, so they get killed. They didn't want the father not to receive. It has to be like a.
That's what Rashi said, but look what he says over here. But I agree with you. Everything you said at home said right, and that's how I understood it as well. Mm-hmm. But look at the end of Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Delok," he says over here, "Edom itchayv l'shalei me'asel al yedei atzmo," right? The whole man should have the look. He says, "Sharei al yadan habaal bal shalem la'av." Because of these guys, the husband has to pay the father. Why? The whole man should have the habaal edim shezinta tachtav. So long as the husband hasn't got edim there, ainu mitchayev l'shalem me'asel. He doesn't have to pay, right? Al yadei atzmo. In other words, if he says it on his own volition, right, and then it turns out that he was wrong, he wouldn't have to pay. When would he be chayev? It's saying opposite of what you say. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But this Rashi here seems to confuse us.
No witnesses.
Exactly.
That
I agree. 100%. I explained it like that, but then I saw this in the Rashi. Okay, you know what? I don't know. Not my morning this one. Let's carry on. Chazar vehevi habal edim. Now the Gemara carries on. Chazar vehevi habal edim. Now it carries on. The husband brought edim. The father brought edim. And we made him the first edim. The husband then went and brought other edim. That's that the father's edim or edims of women, right? Vezimul ede ha'av. Ede ha'av neragin. Right, because now why? Because the father's aiding, we're now going to kill the husband's aiding because they're going to say, you aiding, so I mean, you're going to get them killed, now you're going to get killed. Wow. In the meantime, right? Umeshal min mamon. And yeah, they would pay the money. Why would they pay the money? Right? Mamon lezeh, unafashot lezeh. They pay. The aiding now, we're going to cause the husband to have to pay the father money. So they were going to cause the husband to be out of pocket. So now the Adim have to now pay the husband. And they get killed because they wanted them to kill them, and therefore they get killed. Right? So it seems over here, by the way, that if there were Adim and there wasn't Zomim and there were Mezim, then the husband would have had to pay the father. I'm confused. We'll look into that. Okay, Amrav Yosef, a new halacha now. Amrav Yosef Ploni. He has another interesting halacha here. Comes along Ploni, Rava'o le'onso, right, and says that somebody came and molested him, right, against his will. Look at Rashi there. Ploni Rava'o, b'mishkav zachur, right? He says that he was molested. Le'onso, al korcho, he wasn't complicit in this act, right? And it was done, he wasn't over a mishkav zachar, right? Look at the chidush over here. She said, who ve'echad mitstarfim lehorgo? The guy who was molested, how is that in English? The molestee.
The victim.
Right? The victim. Right? He and another aide can join together to convict his molester. With one other aide. Him. He's an aide. We trust him as an aide. Right? But look at here comes a massive chidush. We all know this. Right? But lirtzono. However, if the guy says, listen, I was part of it, right? I went along with this act, right? According to the Torah, the victim, he says, I wasn't a victim. He says, it was by consent. Lirtzono, right? Rashahu, he's a Rasha. V'atorah amra, al teshet Rasha, ed Hamas, right? Therefore, he isn't a kosher aid. So if he now wants to say, he wants to convict that guy, listen, we had relations, and he's over a Mishkav Zachar, right? And he falls another guy, we pass all his Eidot. We don't take his Eidot, right? Al Tashrachah, look at Rashi here quickly. Okay, not to whoever echad hanir bahaze kashela ida lav imi eshacheri mo neiraga rovei al pihem. He killed the guy, right? Aval here al tesh rasha eid. Dichtiv al teshet yadcha, right? He can't be party to it, and therefore, in a case like this, we wouldn't listen. But look at Rava says like this: Rava amar adam karov etzel atzmo, ve'ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. Okay, this is a very very important clause, right? Look at Rava here. Rava says, "Ein adam nifsal eidot bo'dat piv." A person can never puzzle himself, right, with his own words. You can never say that you're a Rasha. Ein adam meisim atzmo Rasha. It's a klal in halacha that, right? The adam karov etzel atzmo. What does it mean, karov etzel atzmo? A karov. We just learned a few lines ago that a karov is a puzzle aid. You're a karov to yourself. So therefore, you're a puzzle aid on yourself. You can't give aid to yourself. You puzzle to give aid on yourself.
I
in halacha, you can't. No admission is no acceptance. Don't accept admission of a guy's guilt. Right? Hilchach ein adam yachol lasum atzmo rasha. Can't make something to rasha. Klomar al eidut atzmo on his own. Eino nase rasha. He's in a rasha. Sharei Torah pasla karov leidut. Chiddush, amazing. The Torah was passed on the Karov, the Neherag HaRoveya, and in a case like this, you will be able to convict the culprit. Because we don't say, according to Rava, that you're a Rasha. Even though you say that you consented to, we don't believe you. Right? The Palginan Dibura, Umamina Lei Legabe Chavrei. Look at that. We split the speech. We have a proper talking with forked tongue over here. Look at Rashi says, the Palginan Dibura, we split what he says. We believe him that his friend, that he was raped by this guy. We don't try to believe him when he says he did it by consent. And therefore, he's a kosher aid, a contrava, and he can carry on.